Have you ever been sexually assaulted? No, neither have I, until today, on that plane.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. Here's me, put my bag up in the cupboard. Next thing you know, I feel hands on me. Someone's touched me. Touched my front. My front bottom. I can't believe it, I've gone all cold. I look round. He's standing there, isn't he? That steward with a guilty look on his face. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I'd sit down, I was that perturbed. And then his mate, the other one, who's given us all lessons on what we do for land in the sea, how to work your life jacket, etc., he starts snoring, starts looking at me, all funny, suggestive. Now, I don't know whether they wanted me for a tooth-up or something. I don't know how they work it. But I tell you what, it scared me. I was shaking like a leaf. So, without thinking, I lit up a cigarette to calm my nerves. I was trembling. I was very emotional. And that's when all the rest of it happened. It's very regrettable.
Hi, this is Tabor. I'm here with Henry and Laws for the Film Fellas. We're back for another podcast. This week we're going to be looking at some new films that are coming out. We've got some interesting film news for you. The new Dylan Dog, Prometheus, the new otherwise known as Alien 5. We're also going to be looking at Mad Max. Now over to Lawrence. Lawrence, what have you got?
Well, I was actually got an article here about Mad Max. George Miller's third sequel, Mad Max 4. It's been in limbo for quite a long time. Not sure whether or not it was actually going to be made. But Miller has actually confirmed just now that it will be going ahead. It won't be going ahead as planned. It was supposed to be going ahead this year, or actually at the end of last year. But the region of Australia, Broken Hill region of New South Wales, it suffered some very heavy rainfall. And unfortunately, they won't be able to actually shoot it. It is a little funny that Tom Hardy, who will be taking up the lead character, Mad Max, is, believe it or not, going to be in a film called The Wettest Country in the World.
Really? That's pretty ironic, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Henry. Thank you for your contribution. I did actually find that funny when I read it, that they'd be calling off because of rain, so he was going to go off and do something about rain. But what I actually really wanted to know, what are your thoughts on Tom Hardy taking up the new role, and what do you think of his films to date?
I quite like Tom Hardy. I mean, he's sort of being lauded as this rising British star of Hollywood at the moment. And for me, he was great in, I keep wanting to say Bruno, not Bruno.
It's Bronson.
Bronson. There you go. That'd be a pretty different role. Yeah, Bronson. He was great in Bronson. Really brought something to the role. Looked pretty fucking crazy, which was good. I mean, the film was so, a bit of a chopper clone, but I enjoyed it. And a lot of that was down to Hardy's performance with that.
You see a lot of ass in that movie, man.
Ass isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, Defoe likes getting his ass out.
Can I confirm that you do like seeing man ass in film?
I'm not exactly partial to a bit of man ass. I mean, you know, watching something like Antichrist did become a little bit cringeworthy, but I respect the idea that an actor's in that position.
You respect the ass.
You got to respect the ass to a degree, you know.
I mean, do you?
The women like it, I'm sure. Just say Malcolm McDowell, for example, you know, that guy is a guy who gets his cock out at any given moment. I mean, there's so many films where he's got him out. And I kind of respect that unabashed kind of, what would you call it, self-assurance, rather, where someone is willing just to get it all out on camera and go, look at me, I'm nude, but I can still act. It's like Stephen King saying that, you know, it's really, really hard to fight when you're naked. When you think about it, it must be. So it's got to be hard to act when you're naked.
But what do you think about Mad Max?
Mad Max, the next film, well, I mean, it's got to be a reboot, really, because the original Mad Max was... The original Mad Max? What am I talking about? Hang on a second. Got lost here.
Henry, can I just stop you there? I don't want your kind of your overall thoughts on Mad Max.
Oh, okay.
My original question was about Tom Hardy taking up the character.
Right. Okay. I got his ass distracted.
Tom Hardy's ass distracted you.
Yeah, I don't really want that on the record, but I think it already is now, so I've missed the boat on that one. But yeah, okay, Tom Hardy being the next Mad Max. Well, I think he can probably pull it off. He's got to act a bit crazy, which we've seen him do in Bronson.
Bronson, yep.
Man on the edge kind of thing, brought down to his lowest point. I mean, he's British. Let's see if he can put on that Australian accent, otherwise that's a bit of a character inconsistency.
I've got to ask, now that Mel Gibson's actually gone mad, wouldn't he be better for the role?
Bloody good point, actually, yeah. Yeah, they should have just got him on, you know, as just some batshit crazy racist. I mean, I'd have watched that, you know, that sounds like a pretty interesting character, kind of like Hitler.
So if you just liken Mel Gibson to Hitler.
Well, he's got the traits, hasn't he, you know? Oh. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like watching Bruno Ganz, but a guy that you know is actually Hitler.
Oh, that's around. True, actually, Bruno Ganz was a good character. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Henry, is the other casting in Mad Max is this new kid, Nick Holt. Do you know anything about Nick Holt? Do you know? No? Okay.
IMDb well, is not on my screen. So.
He was that little kid in About a Boy.
Notorious film for bugger up.
Yeah, indeed. And then he went on to do, he was like the lead character in Skins. Have you ever seen
Channel
4 Skins? Anyway, he's obviously getting noticed in Hollywood at the moment because he's taken on Beast's character in the new X-Men films.
Right.
I'm not quite sure. I mean, he still kind of looks like a little boy. I know that this is supposed to be the like kind of the origins kind of thing, but I'm not so sure about that. The other thing that he's going to be in is something called Warm Bodies, which sounds like it's going to be kind of like Let the Right One In with zombies.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a rom-com, actually. But
well, I think it's going to be kind of like a horror-com.
Okay.
Horror-rom, okay. Even.
Horror-rom-com.
A rom-ra.
Like Last House on the Left.
Not quite. However, what do you think of the idea of a film like Let the Right One In with zombies? I know that you have kind of quite a liking for zombie films.
I do like zombies. I think zombies are going to always have a place in society like with vampire films. But, it's a horror comedy. They're hit or miss, you know. We've had some good ones recently, like...
Sorry, you did say like Let the Right One In. Sorry, I just want to run through this plot out loud with you just to make sure I understand it.
Well, is it literally some little like
kid?
Right,
well, yeah, it's obviously about some little kid befriending a zombie.
But he's not a little kid anymore, because About a Boy was, what was that? That was about 7 years ago?
Yeah, they
probably
didn't say
more.
He was necessarily the kid. I mean, the term used was Let the Right One In, but with zombies. That is, sorry, I am right on that, aren't I?
Yeah.
This is madness!
We've seen it. We've seen it before. We've seen it in Del Amore to Del Amore. When Nagi falls in love with a severed head that's still alive. And I thought that was alright. It's all in context, man. I mean,
Was it the bit with the flying head that you liked where...
yeah, I mean, that was good. It was more the sinister undertone that Nagi actually probably wanted to fuck the head, I think, that really got me. But it's all context. I mean, that's the thing. It's an odd concept, but odd concepts often can make good films.
Okay, well, that's a nice roundup of Mad Max. Moving on. Sorry, guys, we've rattled on.
No, talk about a bit more about Mad Max.
No. We don't actually have to talk about Mad Max any longer. However, I did just want to kind of polish it up by saying that Miller has confirmed that all the contracts are signed. Everyone's in. It is definitely going to be shot within the next 18 months.
Excellent. Now, Henry, I hear you're going to tell us something about... It's either Dylan Dog or Prometheus.
It's Prometheus I'm going to go with first.
Excellent.
Okay, Prometheus. This is the up-and-coming, what was once the Alien prequel that Ridley Scott's directing. To obviously the hugely successful Alien franchise. Now, it's actually been rebranded into a separate film about aliens... I'm not entirely sure what format those aliens are going to come. I mean, I've had a quick look. I couldn't see H.R. Giger's name anywhere, so...
Giger. This could just go on.
You've got to look on the internet, man. I've researched this shit.
But essentially, on the internet, it's just going to have a spelling. I mean, it's not going to have a pronunciation,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
Anyway, Giger, he was the guy who made the original Alien design, and... It's not. Like
Let it go, Taver.
Giga. No, you're not. You're a sound man. That's your job.
You're just a lowly sound man.
You don't know anything other than sound.
Record this shit, man.
So record it and shut the fuck up. So, Giga.
Yeah,
basically, he did the original designs for the alien costumes. And if he's not on board, well, I'd imagine he probably would be on board if they were going to use them. So I'm assuming. It's about different aliens. Anyway, the idea is these aliens come down and they invade Scotland. And they're actually going to be filming in Scotland this August. We have a lineup at the moment, casting-wise, of Noomi Rapace, who was the lead protagonist in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and the other two films that recently came out.
She was awesome. I mean, Ridley Scott really likes a strong female lead.
Very true.
He likes it in a load of films. I mean, anything, you know, okay, including the shit that was G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah. Anyway, carry on.
No. Good. I actually agree. I think she was really good. She gave a pretty authentic, convincing performance. I think she'd be great. However, to counterbalance that, we have Gemma Arterton.
Why? Tell me why.
Tits and ass, man. They've got to get bums on seats.
Well, that's true, but has she... I mean, other than the disappearance of Alice Creed, I don't know of her getting her tits and ass out in anything else.
Yeah, very true, though Ridley Scott may have his wicked way with her, and, get him to show those babies. But I don't think she probably will. She'll probably just stand around looking confused and befuddled like she's walked off the set of Prince of Persia.
Show those babies!
Do you not want to see those babies?
Not particularly, mate. I'd sooner watch a good alien film.
Okay, I was speaking for the masses. Anyway, moving on.
That should be our next poll, actually, on the Film Fellas website. It should be boobs or aliens. Which do you prefer?
Actually, I've just read you can scrub all that because it wasn't true. Gemma Arterton isn't in the film. She was considered for the role, but Noomi Rapace wisely took the role instead. So let's ignore that for a second and go with... Right, we do have Noomi Rapace. We've also got Michael Fassbender, who was... childish. Right, we got Michael Fassbender in, who was in Inglourious Basterds previously. He was also in, that one about the... Alright, you're doing the sound.
You should have just stuck with just Inglourious Basterds.
Okay, yeah, Michael Fassbender, who was recently... I'm not going to get through this without you laughing. Okay, so it's got Michael Fassbender, who was in... Okay. Okay, so we got Michael Fassbender, who was previously in the hugely popular Inglourious Basterds. He is now playing the character of David. And we got Charlize Theron. She's in their Noomi Rapace.
Is your news this week literally just to run through the cast? You've not actually got anything to talk about, so you're just going through the cast.
Okay.
I don't know where to go with this shit now.
Okay, so that's the new Alien film that's coming out. Don't know whether it's going to be about actual aliens as part of the franchise or it's going to be something completely new. It's, to be honest, I'm pretty 50-50 whether it's going to be any good, judging by Ridley Scott's previous outings that he's given. What do you reckon, Loz? You reckon it hit or miss?
You know what? I'm not quite sure. I mean, at the end of Resurrection, they were heading for Earth, were they not? Which would make sense with the whole kind of Scotland setting.
Well, the fifth one, Alien 5, was always... The original working title for it was Alien on Earth, or Alien Earth.
Alien on Earth is just shit, man. Alien on Earth! It's just... No.
Could be
no.
E.T., I mean, yeah.
I have my reservations about it, you know, them taking it in a completely new direction. But it is Ridley Scott, and I know that, it's kind of like a hit-and-miss thing with him as well. But he's the creator, he's the founder of the Alien franchise, and, I mean, Alien, the first one, was genius.
Should we actually be referring to it, though, as an Alien film? Because everything that I've read has indicated that it was more I don't want to say publicity stunt, because I know it wasn't. I know they were doing pre-production on a prequel to Alien, but now he said definitively it is not Alien. It is... He says, the words he used were, if you look closely, you'll be able to see the alien's DNA, whatever the fuck that means, within the film.
Does that mean that it's like within a person again? Or something like that?
I've got no idea.
Like with Ripley's character or whatever?
Yeah, I don't think. I think we may see an alien species of some kind, but I don't think it's the alien we know. I know, exactly.
Well, I guess we're just making assumptions now, just on the basis that it was supposed to be an Alien film, and now it's not. So, on the basis that they've used the original information that they were going to use for that Alien film, I guess we're expecting to see aliens.
Well, I mean, to me, it makes sense that they would have the use the original Alien design, simply because, I mean, it's a franchise. If you repeat what people are familiar with and already has a following, you're guaranteed more of a return at the box office. Whereas if you introduce a completely new design, completely new franchise, which inevitably is probably going to be, it's a lot more of a risk. So I would have thought it would be harking back to the original Aliens we all love and know, but obviously we can't tell for sure. But I'm very dubious about the whole project, and obviously more news when it comes in. But the release date should be 2012 for Alien Prometheus.
Alien Prometheus,
rather. And it's not the film with Brian Glover about working class British life, which was also called Prometheus.
Thank you.
You live here?
Yes. Well, maybe you know what a zombie is. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?